before we start today, I just want to start by apologising. Some have been trying to text me during the week or call me on my mobile. My mobile phone has been getting repaired since Wednesday, so I apologise if you haven't been able to, if you've left messages or whatever and I've ignored them. I haven't, the repairman's had it, and unfortunately the repairman actually has almost destroyed it. In fact, the phone is a lot worse. In fact, it's almost, it's dead. He's trying to resurrect it to repair his repair from his attempted repair. But anyway, so I apologise if you've been trying to get hold of me. But why I'm talking about mobile phones, it's a good little thing to, whenever you come to church, get your mobile phone and put it on silent. Unless you're about to have a baby, we should be in hospital. But if your spouse is about to have a baby, then that's okay. But otherwise, please, please put them on silent. You keep your mobile phones. Well, let's just pray. Father, we just thank you, Lord, for your goodness and your grace, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you love us. And Father, that you're with us every moment of every day, Lord. We just thank you for your goodness, your grace, Lord, and your blessing upon us. And Father, we pray, Lord, as we open your word, that you speak to us, each and every one of us now, in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Great to have our brother Myers back. Great to have him back as well. And good to see Heather back as well from Israel. And sure, there's plenty of stories that people have to share. I want to speak this morning about wisdom. We're talking about getting deeper. And if we really want to get deeper, then we certainly want to be a wise people. One of the things about being wise, some people think that wisdom is a function of age. That is, the older you get, you do get wiser. Now, it is true that life experience certainly teaches you some things along the way. And you look back and you realize, yeah, I've got a little bit of wisdom. I've learned some things from experiences and learned some things along the way. But age doesn't necessarily mean that you have wisdom. I read, interestingly, recently this lady, I think it was in a part of California, this lady had gone shopping and she's coming back to her car, quite an older lady, and she's coming back to her car, and as she's coming back and she's just got a little bag of groceries, a few little things that she was picking up, and she's coming back to her car, and are we right here, guys? As she's coming back to her car, she saw four guys in her car and slowly just about to reversing the car out of the car park, out of the parking spot. So this lady, she immediately flipped open her bag, pulled out her gun, which everybody has in America, comes out and she puts the gun on these guys in the car and she says, "I have a gun and I know how to use it. Get out of my car." And these four guys sort of just, but they just opened all the doors and just ran in all directions. And then she was very shaken up. And so this lady, she gets in and she sits in the car and she just takes a moment, just breathe, you know, trying to compose herself, trying to, very nervous, very shaking. And she's trying to put the key in the ignition. Anyway, she puts the key in and she just puts the key in and she can't get the key. She can't get the key to go in the ignition. And she's struggling and she can't get it in. And she sort of notices, looks down and there's a basketball there on the seat. And a six-pack of beer she didn't drink, and she's beginning to think, oh no, it wasn't my car. And so she gets out and she walks up and there's her car just two spots further up. And so this lady's feeling absolutely terrible, and so she gets in her own car, she gets in, thinks, oh, I better go to the police station. So she goes, pulls up to the police station, still shaking, she's still very shaky. She gets up and she's at the end of the counter. And she walks up to the policeman and says, "Look, I've just done a terrible thing. I thought the car and these people, and I got all mixed up, and actually pulled my gun on them." And then the policeman she's reporting to just bursts out laughing, because he points at the end of the counter. There's four men, all white and shaking, telling the story about this crazy old lady who pulled this gun on them and ordered them out of their car. And so being older doesn't necessarily mean that we're wiser, does it? So I want to talk about getting wisdom. It says in Proverbs 19, verse 8, it says this. It says, "The one who gets wisdom loves life. The one who cherishes understanding will soon prosper." And we all want to be a people that love life and that we will prosper in many different ways in life. Not just talking about money, talking about prospering in different relationships, prospering in all different areas of our life. We want to prosper and we want to enjoy life. And a part of that is to gain wisdom. And wisdom is an important thing for us to get. It says in Proverbs 4, verse 7, "Getting wisdom is the wisest thing you can do. And whatever else you do, develop good judgment. And so being wise, we want to be a wise people. We want to be wise in the decisions that you make and the choices that you make in life. Because a lot of time the people get into all sorts of trouble because they just simply haven't been wise, that they made the wrong choice, they made a bad decision. And as we go deeper into things of God, we want to make wise decisions, we want to make the right decisions. The whole direction of our life, we want to have that flowing in accordance with the heart of God. We want to be wise in everything that we do. We want to make right judgments and have right priorities in our lives. And it's amazing how sometimes I see people who struggle with the area of getting their priorities right. It's just that they're not wise. They let other things but take precedent than really should be the priority in the situation. And they don't really know how to discern the difference between what should I be doing and what shouldn't I be doing. Because that stuff is still good, but is it the right thing for me to be doing? And so there's wisdom that is needed and that needs to be applied in our lives so that we can make the right decisions and make the right choices. Now, wisdom and the search for wisdom or trying to obtain wisdom is something that caused problems right in the very beginning. If you look back in the Garden of Eden and have a look at in Genesis 3:6, it'll come up there on the screen. It says, when the woman saw that the fruit of the tree was good for food and pleasing for the eye and also desirable for gaining wisdom, she took some and she ate it. So right at the very beginning, we have this, yes, I want to get wisdom, and the heart of, we're either being deceived and then sin had entered into her heart where she disobeyed God. But part of that was this desire to have wisdom, to be wise. We want to have wise wisdom in our lives. It's something that's fundamental, but we've got to be very careful in obtaining wisdom. And Paul, the Apostle Paul in Ephesians, but also in the prayer here in Colossians, he was praying that the people of God be wise. Colossians 1:9 says, for this reason, since the day we heard about you, we've not stopped praying for you. Amen. It's good to pray for one another. Amen. We have not stopped praying for you. We continually ask God to fill you with the knowledge of his will through all wisdom and understanding through the Spirit he gives. And so Paul was praying, and he prayed the prayer in Ephesians as well, two great prayers. A prayer, the heart of those prayers is that we might have wisdom and understanding. And it's something that's very important. We want to be wise. We want to make the right choices, the right decisions. Because a lot of people, Christians as well, get into a lot of trouble when we make the wrong decisions. And we want to make wise decisions, godly decisions, and make sure that our life is set on the right course. And so we want to be wise. So what actually is wisdom when we talk about being wise? And as I said, you do get some degree of wisdom as you age and mature from experience. And certainly there is some wisdom that does come with that, although there are people that are older people that are still gambling, which is not a wise thing to be doing. And so, as I said, it's not necessarily a function of age, getting wisdom. And certainly the wisdom of this world, it says in 1 Corinthians 3:19, for the wisdom of this world is foolishness in God's sight. As it is written, he catches the wise in their craftiness. And there's a certain wisdom, and certainly we have the secular elite who consider themselves to be the wise, the custodians of all knowledge, and really the wisdom of man. God looks at man's wisdom. And to God, what we think is wise, and by human standards, is actually foolishness, as the scripture says. And so when we want to be wise, we're not looking to be wise as the world would recognize or as the world would define it. We want to have a wisdom that is far greater than that. And here I've just put some things there on your little bookmark that you've got that. You can follow along with the scriptures on it. It says knowledge, and really what knowledge is limited to your facts and experience. It's the things that you know, things that you've learnt, but also the things that you've experienced. And that really is the body of knowledge. Understanding is the ability to take and know which bits of knowledge to draw on. So you have wisdom. So there's this body of knowledge, which is facts and experience. And then you have understanding. You know, okay, how to take some of that and apply that. And so the word would define wisdom as actually seeing what, having the right knowledge and then knowing how to apply it. And that's a knowledge that's attained through study, it's attained through experience, it's attained through watching YouTube clips or however you get knowledge or however you attain that. And then being able to apply that. And that's wisdom from the worldly point of view. A wise decision from the Word's point of view is everything has been weighed up correctly, and then you've chosen an appropriate course of actions based on the inputs of the knowledge and the facts and the experience, the things that you have. And that's how the world defines knowledge, defines wisdom, a wise decision. But when we talk about wisdom, it's the wisdom that we want to get is far more than the idea of what human wisdom is. Wisdom that draws on God's knowledge in accordance with his purposes. That's the wisdom we want. Not just man's knowledge. We want to draw on God's knowledge. God knows everything. He knows everything perfectly. He knows everything past, present, and future. He knows you intricately. He knows every thought, every desire, every breath, every heartbeat. Says he knows the numbers of hair on our heads. For some it's easier than others. He knows everything about us. And he knows every purpose that he has for us. And wisdom is drawing on God's infinite knowledge and grabbing a hold of that and acting in accordance with his purposes. Because worldly wisdom is not necessarily going to direct you in God's purposes for your life. What is a wise decision to make as the world would define it, it may not be what God actually wants for your life. And so we want to be a wise people to hear the heartbeat of God, know the heart of God, and are able to live our lives accordingly, governed with wisdom, which is tapping into God's infinite wisdom. And I praise God for that. And that's what's really good about, I think about Pastor Patricia with her counseling. And yes, she's got education and experience, but there's a wisdom that she will tap into when she's counseling people. And it's a godly wisdom. And there's something about wisdom where we want to tap into what God has and what God says for a specific situation. But you want to have that not just in a time when you need some counseling. You want to live your life like that, that we are people that are governed with a godly wisdom, that we know the right decisions and the right choices. We make the right decisions. We have the right priorities. Our life is governed in the correct way as we are a wise people. Now, none of us have made it yet. None of us are at that place where we have that wisdom in every situation. We all still make mistakes. Because some of us, which really is all of us, at times our emotions still, we let our emotions rise up. And sometimes we make a decision which is based on emotions, how I feel for the moment. I'm feeling good today, so I will do this. I don't feel so good today, so I'm going to do that. And my decisions can be based upon how I'm feeling at the time. But people that make decisions based on their feelings are not wise people. Because you know that your feelings come and go, yeah? Yeah, is that true? Yeah? Yeah, praise God, some of you are alive. Yeah, feelings will come and feelings will go. And this today I'm this, and tomorrow I'm that, and then you can't live your life governed by how you feel. You want to be wise. You want to be a wise person who makes godly decisions that are in accordance with his will and his purposes. And so we want to be wise, not as the world sees it, but as God's wisdom. James 3 puts it this way. It says, "Who is wise and understanding among you? Let them show it by the good life." See, wisdom is something that is not just somebody can articulate something very clearly and speak really well and say a whole lot of great stuff, which sounds really, really good. Because there's people like that are incredibly gifted orators who can speak and do all this stuff, and their life is a total mess. They're a basket case. On the outside, it looks fantastic and say all this stuff, but it's shown by your life. It's something you can see. Let it be shown by their good life. It's something that has an outworking. It's not just a whole lot of philosophy. It's a practical outworking of life. Let them show it by their good life, by deeds done in humility, in the humility that comes from wisdom. So there's a humility that comes with wisdom, done in humility that comes from wisdom. But if you harbor bitter envy and selfish ambition in your hearts, don't boast about it or deny the truth. Such wisdom does not come down from heaven, but is earthly, unspiritual, demonic. For where you have envy and selfish ambition, there you will find disorder in every evil practice. And so there's a worldly thing, which is based on, it's a selfish thing. I want to get stuff. We heard a little bit about that today already. We've heard about just wanting to get stuff. It's selfish. I want to please myself. I want to get stuff. It's all about me and fulfilling me, fulfilling my needs. Selfish ambition and trying to get more. And what if somebody else has something? I want what they've got. It's unspiritual. It's earthly. It's demonic to be lived and governed by such a way. But, again, there's another but. But the wisdom that comes from heaven is, first of all, pure. Then peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial, excuse me, and it's sincere. Different type of wisdom to the world. The world's wisdom is do whatever it takes that you will get on and have the best kind of life for yourself. To fulfill yourself, then that's wise. If you make a decision, it's going to make your life better, forget about everyone else, then from the world's point of view, that's a wise choice to make. But from God's point of view, and as a heart for other people, it's a wisdom. It's something that is far beyond just ourselves. Excuse me. And so that's what wisdom is. It's not the world's wisdom. So we want to be people that actually get wise. And certainly the decisions and choices you make, you want to make wise choices. Hands up if you want to get wise. Okay, the wise ones put their hands up. Hands up if you want to get wise. It's wise to put your hand up. Very good. We all want to wise up. And a wise up is something that we want to get wise is actually something about going in deep. It's our theme for the year is deeper. And if we want to be a wise people, and you meet people that sometimes, ever met someone that's sort of fairly superficial, sort of a shallow person, or you have a conversation, that was deep. There can be deep conversation, but there can be a whole lot of trivial fluff as well. We want to be people that have a depth to us, that enjoy life, as it said at the beginning, prosper in what we do. And we want to have that depth within us. And to go deep into wisdom, because wisdom is actually a deep thing, we have to go deeper. It tells us right at the very beginning, and how do we actually get wise? How do we become a wise person? Now, as I said, all of us are still growing in every area of our lives. None of us can say that we have made it in any area really of our Christian life. We are all growing. Amen? Amen. And so we're all in the process of getting wiser. We're all in the process of wising up. But it says in Proverbs 9:10, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. And so if you want to make wise decisions, you want to get wise in your life, first thing is the foundation of that is it comes from God. He is the source of wisdom, and so we need to make sure that we know God first of all, that we're in a relationship with Him, that we've given our heart to Him, that we've become a Christian, we've been born again. And then they're now in the right place to begin to get wisdom, the fear of the Lord, understanding God, worshiping in reverence and awe, knowing God is an awesome God and we are His children, is the starting point of gaining wisdom. So people of the world, they can make some decisions based on their own particular criteria and say, yeah, that's a good decision. God's criteria is different. A wise decision for God is, this is lines up with my will and my purposes. That's a wise decision. Might be against what the world thinks is wise, but if this is aligned with God's will, then that is a wise decision. In Colossians 2:3, it says this, excuse me, my purpose is that they may be encouraged in heart and united in love so that they may have the full riches of complete understanding in order that they may know the mystery of God, namely Christ, in whom are hidden all treasures of wisdom and knowledge. And so if we want to grow in wisdom, then we've got to go to the source of wisdom. We've got to go to Christ. Christ, as it says, is the reservoir of wisdom. Everything is contained in Christ, and all the wisdom that we need, the knowledge that we need, is found in Jesus Christ. And so if you want to get wise, if we want to wise up, then we need to go to Jesus. We need to come to Him. First of all, give our life to Christ and ask for forgiveness of sins, receive Him as the Lord and Savior of our life, get the fresh hope, get the fresh heart, get the new beginning, and get God's purpose and plan for our life and start walking accordance with what God has for us. And then within Christ is wisdom. And so we go to the source, and Christ is the source of wisdom. And so we will go to Christ if we want to gain wisdom. Don't go to university to get wisdom. You'll get knowledge. And there's some good knowledge. And get knowledge. Be educated. Education actually is useful and very helpful. But if you want wise, you don't go to uni, you go to Christ. Because Christ is the one who gives us wisdom. Now, how do we actually get wisdom? Well, it's simple, but it's also hard. It's simple and it's hard. And it'd be great if it's just really easy. But anything that you'll find in life, and certainly anything in God, there is some effort involved. Now, I'm not talking about our salvation. There's no effort in that. It is a gift that is given us to God. God loving us can't make you, as I've said many, many times before, you can't make God love you any more than he loves you now. He loves you as much as he's ever going to love you. And he loves you totally, utterly, completely, without limit, pours and lavishes love upon you. So there's nothing I can do in that. I can't do anything to earn salvation, can't do anything to earn love. But if I want to actually become wise, it's going to require something of me. It's going to actually require something within my own life. Now, James 1 is a very interesting scripture. James 1 and verse 5 is a beautiful verse. It says, if any of you lacks wisdom, any of you, and that's probably all of us at times, if any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. And so it says there in James 1, if any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. And so if you lack wisdom, the first thing we've got to do is to ask God. And the good thing is it says it's without finding fault, because sometimes you can feel, oh, Lord, you know, I really should know what to do with this. I don't know what to do in that situation. Have you ever had a situation where you don't know what to do? Yeah. Well, you geniuses who don't, I'd love to talk to you later. We all have situations where we really don't know what to do. And we can come to God and say, Lord, look, I honestly don't know what to do in this situation. And sometimes there's choices, and the choices aren't necessarily bad ones. Like, it's obvious, do I jump off the cliff or not? No, obviously, it's not like that. It's pretty obvious. Some things, there's many good things, and you think, well, there's this and there's that, and you know, and you've gone through all the intellectual worldly processes, you've worked out all the pros and cons, and you've gone through all of this and tried to think about it all through, and you've thought about it, you know, 24 hours a day in bed, you're thinking about it when you're supposed to be asleep, you don't know. Well, we can actually come to the Lord and we can ask the Lord, and he will not find fault with us. He won't say, you dummy, it's quite obvious, isn't it? Lord isn't like that. If we go to him, he says he generously, he will give us wisdom and it will be given to us. And so we can, on a case-by-case basis, as we face situations, we can say, Lord, what do I need to do in this? Now, don't get all super spooky. I mean, I've heard of people who go to their wardrobe, fling open the wardrobe, say, now, Lord, is it the pink one? Is it the purple one? Is it the green one? Lord, which one is it? I can tell you, the Lord doesn't really care, honestly, whether it was the pink or whichever one. He doesn't lose any sleep over it, and he doesn't want you to lose any sleep over it either. But there are things where we just need God's guidance, and we can ask him and can do that on a case-by-case basis. But also, we want to be people, though, that actually becomes a part of who we are. And so that, and every single decision, you have to agonize on it. Say, someone says, will you pray for me? Well, I'll let you know. I'm just going to pray about it. We want to have it so that there's a wisdom built into us. And yes, on a case-by-case basis, and a lot of decisions, we've got to just bring him before the Lord and say, Lord, I just need your help and your guidance in this. And the Lord actually will generously give it to us. But we also want to be able to have a quality of wisdom in our life. Because a baby Christian, the first day that they're saved, saying, what do I do, Lord? Should I do this or should I do that? And if they pray, the Lord will actually guide them and will actually lead them. But as we grow in God and as we mature in the things of God, We want to have that there's a wisdom that's built into our lives so that, there's an instinctive, if you like. It's not instinctive because it's actually flowing from the Lord. It's led of the Spirit and filled with the Spirit and controlled by the Holy Spirit, led of Him, so that, we are wise in our daily outworking within our lives and actually have wisdom to be someone that is wise. And you can have wisdom as a young person. You can have wisdom as an older person if we're tapping into the source of the wisdom and we're tapping into Jesus Christ. And so case-by-case basis, any of us, if we ask for guidance, the Lord will give it to us. But if we want to be a wise people and to be known at work, that to be known by your fellow workers, to be known by your bosses, the people go to you because they know that you're wise. They don't know what to do. They're not saved. They come to you and ask for decisions. We can actually get a wisdom. And I remember even as a young guy, I was only like 24 years of age, and there was a girl in the church, and she said, look, my parents, who were at that time, they were early 60s, they'd been married for 30-odd years, and they were having real troubles in their marriage. And she said, look, I've asked my parents if they could come and see you. Can you talk to them? Here I'm 24. I wasn't married. I wasn't married till I was 27. Never been married, don't have the life experience of being married, and so I can't, you know, whatever. I hadn't studied it or anything, but God gives you wisdom that you needed for that time. And so praise God, we're able to help them, this couple, beautiful couple that just were all over the place. God can do that. He can give us wisdom. We don't have to be old to have wisdom. We just have to tap into the source of wisdom. But asking God, it says, if anyone lacks wisdom, it should be asking God. Now, when people ask stuff from God, people ask things in many, many different ways. Some people can be very flippant when they ask God, oh, Lord, just help me with this. Amen. Oh, Lord, and God sometimes will hear that, you know, the sinner's prayer. We don't know what we're doing. We just say, Lord, I need you. Lord, I ask Jesus into my life. We don't really know exactly what it means, but God hears it because he looks into our heart. He hears our heart. But sometimes we can be very flippant and throw away with our prayers. And when we just sort of just throw it out there, oh, it does or doesn't. But if we want to be wise, we've got to go deep. And there's something deeper that we want to tap into. In reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 2, and from, I like the way the Message puts this. It says, and this is the Apostle Paul talking, we, of course, have plenty of wisdom to pass on to you once you get your feet firm on spiritual ground. So you've got to get started in the things of God. But it's not popular wisdom, the fashionable wisdom of high-priced experts that will be out of date in a year or so. God's wisdom is something mysterious that goes deep into the interior of his purposes. You don't find it lying around on the surface. And so if we really want to tap into the wisdom of God, we don't want to be flippant in our prayers of saying, Lord, I want your wisdom. Lord, I want to be wise. My prayer that every one of us is going to say, look, we want to be a wise people. We don't want to make all the stupid mistakes that a lot of people make and then reap the consequences of that. Because a lot of the time when we think, oh, the devil having a go at us, no, we just weren't wise. We did something stupid and that's a consequence. It's not the devil having a go on us. It's a consequence of our own lack of wisdom in that situation. And so we want to be a wise person. We want to be wise people. And God will give us wisdom. You know, you're in 1 Kings chapter 3, you know, the story of King Solomon. In a dream, the Lord appears to him and says, Solomon, you can have whatever you like, just ask for it. You know, like the genie with the bottle thing in those movies. God appears, the creator of heaven and earth, and says, you can have anything you like, Solomon. And Solomon, his response was, Lord, look at all these people. All these people more numerous than you can count, Lord. He said, just give me wisdom, Lord. Give me wisdom that I can look after these people, lead these people, govern these people. And God is so pleased with that heart. He said, look, because you didn't ask for riches, he said, I'm going to give it to you anyway. I'm going to give you the wisdom that you want. But you didn't ask for riches. Well, I'm going to give you riches. Didn't ask for long life. I'll give you long life. As long as you keep following me, I'll give you long life. God gave wisdom, and he gave it generously to Solomon. He was being known as the wisest man on the earth. Was King Solomon. But what is our desire? How desperately do we want to get wisdom? Is it just something you're going to pray? Yes, Lord, I'd like to be nice. Wouldn't that be nice? That'd be nice. That'd be nice. Lord, make me wise. Amen. Now, I'm not talking about that kind of prayer. because that's a nice prayer, but it's not going to do anything in terms of us getting wisdom to be wise people. It tells us in Proverbs 2, and it's beautiful, Proverbs is really full of wisdom, full of God's wisdom in the book of Proverbs. And if you haven't read that for a while, get it out and start reading it again. You'll be amazed at how appropriate and how powerful Proverbs is into many, many circumstances in life. This is what it says. It says, turning your ear to wisdom and apply your heart to understanding. Indeed, if you call out for insight and cry aloud for understanding, and if you look for it as for silver and search for it as hidden treasure, then you'll understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. But there's a desperation here that's going so much deeper than just on the surface and just a little throwaway, gee, wouldn't that be nice? It's an intensity. It's something that's deliberate, intentional, something deeper than us saying, Lord, I desire that wisdom. Lord, I cry aloud for that wisdom. Lord, I want to be a wise person. I want to make wise decisions. I want to live my life with wisdom, Lord. And I know you'll help me case by case, but Lord, I want that built into my heart, Lord, that I'm wise in my dealings, wise in my relationships, wise in the way that I work. We want wisdom in our heart, wisdom in our lives. And it says to look for it as for silver and like treasure, something hidden away, something that takes effort, something you've got to dig for. We're talking about going deeper. Sometimes you have to dig. You have to dig to go in deeper. And when you talk about silver, see, gold is different from silver. Gold you can find. Alluvial gold nuggets just lying just under the surface. People pan for it, find it. Silver, you don't get silver like that. Silver is generally extremely rare. It is possible, but extremely rare to find a nugget of silver. Very, very rare, extremely rare. Silver is actually usually composed with other metals. And the only way to get that out of that is through a smelting process. So, for example, you find that silver, it's got a melting point of 960 degrees Celsius. You've got lead, which has a melting point of 327 degrees Celsius. And so the lead and the silver, so you apply heat to that, then the lead will melt first because it melts a lot less, and it'll come off as a slag, as they call it, and then you're left there with the silver. It takes effort. It takes effort to do that. You don't just get it. Oh, it's something. There's treasure that's a hidden treasure. You look for hidden treasure. Some people devote their whole lives. You see these prospectors that they're out there every day of their life hoping to strike it rich. The people are looking, there's a desperation, there's a hunger for it, saying, I want this. And it's saying, if you want to be wise, it comes from the mouth of God. If you ask for wisdom, we'll give to you. But what is the intensity? How much do you want it? How much do you really want to be wise? There's a story of Socrates. Socrates was the famous philosopher, famous Greek philosopher. You all have heard of Socrates, I'm sure. And one day Socrates is there in this pompous young guy comes up all dressed in his splendor and comes up to Socrates. Socrates was quite a muscular, strong built guy. And he comes up to Socrates and says, oh, Socrates, I would like to have wisdom, because he was seen as very wise, Socrates. And so Socrates said, oh, fine, come with me. So he gets him, he takes him for a walk, walks him through the city and go down, and he walks him to the beach, and the guy's thinking, all right, in all these beautiful robes or whatever. Socrates walks with him and gets him right up into the water until it's just about this high. And so Socrates says to him, what do you want? He says, I want knowledge, sir. So Socrates grabs him, and he's a big guy, Socrates, gets him, holds him down under the water. And just holds him under there for about 30 seconds or so. So that's about 5 or 6 times or 10 times the average baptism time. He holds him underwater. And then finally the guy comes up, and Socrates says to him, what do you want? He goes, sir, I want wisdom, sir, I want wisdom. Socrates goes, fine, boom, holds him under the water. Holds him under this time for about 40 seconds. The guy's under there now, struggling a bit, but Socrates is a big, hip, strong guy, holding him under. And the guy comes up and goes, Socrates says to him, what do you want? He goes, sir, I want wisdom, I want knowledge. Socrates goes, great, holds him down under the water again, holds him down. This time for about 50 seconds, he's under there, the guy's starting to struggle, whatever, and he comes up. And the guy, Socrates says, what do you want? He says, I want air. And he says, well, when you want wisdom to the same degree that you want air, then you will be able to get wisdom. And I think really that's a good picture of what the scripture is saying here. If you want wisdom, we're going to have to dig in deep. And it takes time of getting into the heart of God, getting into prayer, getting into the Word of God, and actually absorbing that and letting those things come into our heart. Jesus is the source. He's the source of wisdom. And if you want to be wise people, we want to be wise people, then we need to get into the things of God. We need to grab a hold of that. And I'm going to pray for us for wisdom. But don't go home and think, oh, I'm wise now. Pastor Chris prayed for me. No, say no. My prayer is going to be there's going to be that stirring hunger for your life, that we be wise people who make good decisions, who don't make all the silly mistakes that people of the world make. The people in the world will look at you and say, wow, gee whiz, there's something about you. Yeah, there's the quality of the love of God and the life of Christ shining out of you, but there's a wisdom. You're the go-to person. When there's a problem, someone is struggling, someone needs an answer, they will go to you because they know that you're a source of wisdom. It's not your own human wisdom. It's through the Holy Spirit. It's the Lord's empowering us and enabling us to speak. But we want to be a wise people. And I trust that you do. And I trust that with people that you say, Lord, yeah, I want to go deep into you and I want to have this wisdom. And so my purpose today is that you're not going to walk away wise. But my heart and prayer is for every one of us that we will say, yes, Lord, I'm going to go deeper into your word, deeper into prayer, because I want to be a wise person. And I want to desire that and pray for that. Pray for wisdom every day. Pray for wisdom. And rather than every time there's a problem, Lord, I just bring this problem to you. I pray, Lord, pray, give me wisdom. Lord, I want to be wise. I ought to lead this church. We've got a church in Diggers Rest. We've got Tagum City. Lord, I want to be wise. I don't want to go things off my own intelligence, my own experience, my own knowledge, my own, because I'm a flawed vessel like we all are. I can make a mistake. I can do something, say something, do something out of place. So Lord, I need your wisdom. And every day make that the cry heart, Lord, let me be wise. I want to be a wise person. And that when you leave this earth to be known as, yeah, that person was wise. They were wise in their decisions. They were wise in what they did. And as I said, none of us are there. None of us are perfect. But I pray that God will stir that desire in our hearts. So we want to go deep and desperate, just like searching it for silver. Maybe there's a bit of heat that needs to be applied to it to separate, Lord, that there's wisdom that is there, that all the other fluff and all the other stuff of the world, Lord, no, I get to the heart of this is God's heart. This is God's plan. This is God's will. This is God's purpose. But to walk in that every day. Walking it every day, not just hit or miss. I'm going through a hard time. Oh, I better pray. I haven't done that for 6 months, but oh, I need your wisdom. So now I'll pray, Lord, what should I do? Let's build it into our lives. Let's be a wise people. Amen? Amen? It's wise to do that. It is. Amen. Let's stand to our feet. Let's pray. And I'm going to pray that God will stir that hunger in your heart for wisdom. Pray for wisdom. Pray for it every day. Read the Word of God. Pray and say, Lord, I want to be wise. I want to be a wise person. I want to make wise decisions, wise choices, not based on my emotions, not based on my knowledge or even my experience, because experience can actually be a bad thing as well, because experience can educate you in failure. You fail once you think you're always going to fail. No, that's not true. Don't just rely on experience. What is God's heart? What is God's will? What is God's word? What is his way? So, Father, we just thank you, Lord. I just pray for each and every one of us. So we want to be a wise people. And so, Father, I pray, Lord, that you begin to stir in our heart a desire. Say, yes, Lord, we want to go deeper in you. We want to go deeper into your word, deeper into Jesus, Lord. And every day, Lord, we're going to cry out and say, Lord, make me wise, Lord. Let me be wise. Lord, everything I do this day, Lord, let it be a wise decision, Lord. Not just based on how I'm feeling, not just based on my emotions, not based on intellectual processes, but Lord, I want to be a godly, wise person, Father. Stir that desire in every heart. And Father, that we will be hungry for you, Lord, hungry for your word. But Lord, that we will be ones who seek wisdom, Lord. Search for it like silver. Search for it like buried treasure, Lord. That we'll be desperately hungry for you, Lord, because Jesus is the source of wisdom. And so, Lord, let us be so hungry for you, Lord, that wisdom will flow out of our life every single day. Lord, not just on an occasional moment, Lord, but let us live as wise people. Give us wisdom. Father, stir our hearts, Lord, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. If you don't know Jesus Christ, if you don't know the starting point of wisdom, I'd love to pray with you that you come and know Jesus Christ, because you'll never be wise, truly wise, without Jesus Christ. If you don't know Jesus, I'd love to pray with you that you would receive him. If you need any prayer, we'd be more than happy to pray for you. Just come over the side there. Bless you. Praise God.